The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hi, everyone. We are back, and we're talking about branding and brand curation.
Brand experience.
Touch points.
Yes. That's my new favorite
touch points
term. Yeah, touch points.
Yes.
I got it from you.
I love talking about touch points of a brand. I do. So, guys, I just have to preface this, is that I'm a really big nerd when talking about brand experience and touch points of a brand.
That's how you know you're good, though.
Yeah, so we're going to geek out. I just wanted to set the tone.
Yeah.
So, Ashley, when you talk about your brand experience and, like, your brand, how do you describe it? Because I think you do a really good job at it.
Oh, thanks. My brand experience. Well, I think the aesthetic that I strive for is bohemian, modern, minimalist, natural. Those are some of the keywords I try to keep in mind when I'm finding product for the shop, or when I'm doing a pop-up and setting up, you know, the display, what that's going to look like merchandising wise.
Yes.
And then the events and stuff, which are now going to be under the Workshop Downtown.
Yes.
Which is super exciting. The brand experience there, I always just, I don't know, I guess it's like kind of super simple, but I want people to feel like that feeling of being authentically part of a community of women and like supported and encouraged and empowered and able to, you know, ask questions and not be self-conscious, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's what I strive for.
I love it. And I love that example of it because that is your brand experience. And the fact that you're able to articulate it and be thoughtful about it is so powerful. So what I was sharing with our members of the Workshop Downtown is really the importance of thinking that through. So many small businesses that I've seen, and even big companies that I've seen, mm-hmm. they have a brand, they have a product, and then they're focused on sales. They're focused on the financials, maybe the labor, the cost of goods sold, and then they're in the trenches, and then, you know, their customer service person doesn't speak to people how they want, or their packaging doesn't look, you know, how they want it to look, or the material that they use feels off. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're in now the trenches, and now you're trying to fix things and make it work, and it feels very Mod Podgy, put together, thrown in one bucket without any thought. And thinking through your brand experience and the touch points of the brand is so vital, I think, to having a knockout business right now.
For sure.
So some of my tips that I always like to think about when creating your brand experience is answering these questions. So I'm going to give you guys some of my top questions to answer for your brand experience. What, number one is, biggest question, what is your brand? So how Ashley describes Sister House Collective of modern, fresh, bohemian, minimalistic. Already you get a sense of what that would look like and feel like, and then when you look at her brand, it emulates that. So also too, what is your brand telling the story of? I think brands in this market, especially locally and ones in the conscious consumer market, getting clear on what your story is and why you're telling the story will really help you curate all of your content, your blog, your sales, your marketing, your content, everything will come back to that. And that will be such a cohesive piece. And that cohesiveness is how you build brand loyalty and people who want to rally for you and want to be activists for you to spread your message and really get the word of mouth out there. So again, your brand experience and just thinking through all the different areas that people are going to engage with your brand could help you in so many ways. So the number one question asking yourself is, what is your brand? And being really clear on that. Some people, when, again, first getting started, they get super nervous. They're making something at home, or they had an idea and now they're at a pop-up shop, or they put it on a website, they post it on Instagram, people are like, oh, what do you do? Or what is this? Or what is this about? And then they freeze. I've seen mm-hmm. it so many times. So really thinking that through so you could thoughtfully answer people's questions. The second one is, what does your brand feel like? So knowing the feeling of how you want your brand to be with people is so critical. So I love the example Ashley just used of the workshop downtown, wanting people to feel like they are in a safe space, in a kind space, that they can ask questions. Because everyone comes from different points of view, and there's people all on the spectrum of business in the workshop, which is so cool, that they are able to raise their hand and ask questions, and mm-hmm. that we're there for them, and we'll find the resources for them, and we try to do as much as humanly possible for all of our members and for each other to help them make their vision happen. And that was really important with our brand experience when we were curating it, was that it was open to the community. A community of creatives, doers, small business owners, makers, that they could go to this place and really actualize their visions. So knowing how you want your brand to feel. And then also too, I'll go into this in a little bit more depth, but really then you could use this as training material when you mm-hmm. have an intern, an apprentice, a team member, a full team, customer service rep, even if you outsource. Maybe you have a virtual assistant who's answering your emails. You need to know how to explain how things are done and how it sounds and how it feels. So critical with Yelp, social, all these things, people could really crush their business if things aren't handled the way that the expectation of their brand would handle them.
Yeah, I just had a conversation yesterday with a friend about that and how really? As a small business owner, yeah, you have to be so intentional about the people that you hire and that they fully understand your intentions.
Yes.
Because
yes.
People don't realize if you go on Yelp and leave a negative review for a small business, especially if it's a one person owned business who has maybe two employees, I mean that could kill kill them. And just because maybe they're, you know, hostess had a bad day.
Yeah,
I was having a bad day and sounded a little cranky or, you know.
Yeah.
Something so, like, my husband and I, because we're both small business owners, we always will tell, like, if there's a business and something didn't go well, we never go to Yelp or thank even, you. Like, share, you know,
yes.
really with friends, but we just go to the owner and say, like, hey, this happened. We know we're small business owners. We think you should be aware of it because, you know, I would want to know if it was one of my employees doing
totally.
This, you know. And so you go straight to
that person.
You know, that person.
Well, that's really kind of you. I wish more people did that. I do. That's awesome. Number three, this is something that I love to propose to small business owners because it will, again, help you curate your content. Listen to our other podcast about Ashley talking about photography when you're curating, say, your Instagram account. Something that's really important to think about is what will people discover about your brand? What will they learn about? What will they be inspired by? What will they be educated on? Knowing that, again, will help the consistency. It will help you be known for things. So I did that with Vegination Social. All of it is really centered around being a change maker. So from sharing about pay equality to March for Our Lives to the pop-up pizza, it all is surrounded around being a change maker and speaking up about things and being the change we seek to see in the world. And, you know, not everyone agrees all the time. I actually had some interesting comments about some things recently. But again, that's okay.
Yeah, you can't please everyone.
You can't please everyone. And knowing that and having a strong backbone, especially when you do speak out about causes, that should be another segment.
Yes.
Of, like, how to be an activist or change maker and speak out about stuff and not let it bog you down when you get weird comments on social media.
For sure. Well, that's funny because I was listening to an audiobook on the way here and she was talking about that, like, you can't, especially it's hard for people pleasers, which many of us are.
Yeah.
You can't please everyone, and you have to know that just because someone has some negative reaction to what you're doing, like, It means that your brand is clear, you know?
Yes.
Like your stance is clear, you're consistent, you know, you're speaking up for your, you know, you're being a voice for your brand, and some people aren't going to like it.
Because totally.
It's kind of like, what's that saying where it's like, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, you know, like that.
Or
kind
if
of
you
mindset.
Try to market to everyone, you market to no one.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think, again, in this day and age, knowing what your intentions are, you know, if you're intending to really rock the boat and piss people off and, like, start shit, like, that's going to be translated. But when people know you're coming from a space of, like, wanting to see change and equality for all, like, at least you have confidence about what you're sharing and what people discover. Not that every post has to be provocative. You know, I think that sometimes people do it just to be provocative, and that's not our intention either. But that's a great point. And knowing your why.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? Why are you speaking up? Why is this so important? Why do you want to be a part of a cause? Again, that's part of your brand experience. People knowing your morals, ethics, and values is so important to the conscious consumer, and that's who we market to. Mm-hmm. So the insight that we're sharing with you is really for these brands that want to speak up. And again, we need more brands to speak up and have a voice and have a vision, because now more and more consumers are being really conscious about what they're choosing, which is amazing. Something, just a little side note, before we started recording, Ashley was sharing that Nike is becoming more transparent about their supply chain and labor, and that's proof. Consumers, especially millennials, our generation, want to know how things are done, and they want transparency.
And with that story too, just backstory on that, was I think it said, like, for the last 18 years or something, the labor rights something organization of the world has been, like, kind of on them, like, okay, you need to show more transparency, where are your supplies coming from, and they've just kind of blown it off. And now there are these massive student groups all over the United States who are saying, like, our university will cut its contract with you, Nike, if you don't start showing, like, that you're doing things ethically and, you
power to the people.
Yeah, so, and I love that, because I'm just like, yes, you know, all these, and I had a conversation with my friend recently about this. She's like, well, you're just one person. And I said, yeah, but when a lot of one persons get together,
yes,
like,
we are
it
powerful.
Rocks the boat, yeah. And, you know, just one person doing something affects many people, especially
that's
in
incredible.
That realm. So.
I love that story.
Yeah.
And then you can go to Sister House Collective. They'll be posting about it.
Yeah, on our Facebook page. I'm going to start sharing more articles.
I love it.
A new touch point.
Goal. New touch point. So let's talk about touch points. We've talked about it. So basically, a touch point is how a consumer is engaging with your brand in the whole spectrum of your brand. So how I like to explain it, I use Vegination a lot as an example, because I'm also in the trenches of cleaning up all of our brand experience, because we're using it for training now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also using it to reverse engineer to create all of our systems. So all of our systems are based on the desired brand experience.
Mm-hmm.
So super important.
Yeah.
So super technical. This is why I'm also keep reiterating the importance of it, because I've seen how this one piece of material that I wrote out is being used in such powerful ways, and as we grow and expand, it's becoming more and more important, and it's becoming more and more of a desirable thing that people are looking for who want to help you grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Put it that way. So what were we even talking about? I got really, again, sidetracked on, like, how powerful brand experience is.
I know, this is just our conversations.
This is
normally
how we roll,
how they go.
So how I like to think about it is all the different parts consumers will touch your brand. Cool. So think about how someone's going to touch your brand when they see you on Instagram, when they are driving in their car to go to your business, when they arrive at the front entrance, when they arrive to, say, the hostess stand, pretend you're at a restaurant. Then they go and are sat at their seats, and then they get their menu taken, then they eat their meal, and then they get their check, and how they engage with the brand. Then how do they talk about it offline or share about it online? All of that, thinking through how you want someone to feel and what you want them to see and engage with, is so important. So as your homework for this podcast today, yes, we're giving homework today. I think it's just fun to always give yeah. homework. Go through and just write down every part of your brand someone can engage with. And even little things of like the checkout for your online shop or the display for your pop-up shop. Anything that someone can engage with your brand, look, see, feel, vibe with, write out what is your ideal experience. What would you love for them to take away from it? And let us know what you do. You could send a slide in the DMs. Let us know what you're working on. I really, really, really want to encourage you guys to do this. It's probably one of the most powerful tools that I've used creating brands and something I'm super passionate about. So if you have any questions, ask us. Let us know what you're working on. We'll talk about this more when we talk about like curating events or pop-ups and things like mm-hmm. that. But this is a good podcast to keep listening to when you're really wanting to hash out your vision. Getting down what you want your brand experience will help guide you to every other point. Mm-hmm. So that's your homework.
I like it. And pro tip.
Yes.
I'll start using that term.
I love the pro tips.
The pro tip would be to, if you're like, I'm kind of confused about what this means. So look at other brands that you admire or, you know, companies you like shopping from. Or yes. restaurants you like eating at, what is it about those things that you like? What brand experience are they providing that you love it? Because they've thought of it. They thought it out. They planned it.
Yes. You
know, they wanted you to have that experience, and they're killing it if you're feeling it, you know? So think about that.
Exactly. And it could be as simple as we were at a, my family was at a bar in LA, and we were waiting for a table, and the bartender gave us cookies. Yeah. I couldn't eat the cookies because they weren't vegan, but I was just like, I've never been to a bar where they give you cookies.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, we know that it's like a 45-minute wait. Here's some cookies.
Yeah. I went to a shop in Portland I will never forget, and they were like, would you like an espresso while you look around? And I was like, what the hell? Where am I?
Yes. This is,
yes, I do.
Yes, I
do. I don't even drink espresso, but yes, I would love one. Thank you.
That's brand experience and how you remember that.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, too, like, if I ever had a business, I would want people to feel that comfortable here. And then at Sister House, one of the visions was, offer coffee or water to people when they come in. You know, just that level of comfort. Field research. Yeah. Think about things that other brands or companies are doing that you admire. And then what would you do in your entrepreneurial journey to stick out to people in that
way? That's an awesome pro tip, Ashley.
Thank you.
I love it. All right, guys, you got a lot of homework. You have a lot of places to go, shop, experience. And again, slide into the DMs if you have any questions. We're here for you at the workshop downtown. So thanks for listening and more to come.
See you next week.
See you next week.